want to be out there with egg on my face again. You know exactly what I'm talking about. Can we move the vibraphone closer to the center of the stage? I want the vibraphone closer to the center of the stage, please. Jesus, H.
I'm still going to sleep.
I understand that, Santa Claus, but... is this mic live? But you guys are brain dead. The mic's live, you stupid... brain dead mother... is live, you ass on a... changes like that, so you've got to tell the rest of your band they've got to stay with me. I play with number one musicians. I'm not used to playing with high school dropouts.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Good evening and welcome to Santa's Workshop. That's exactly right. It's Margaret Gray here and more of our Christmas music on this two nights before Christmas. We're in the middle of Santa's Workshop here at the North Pole. And I know that you've heard an awful lot of people say, well, I'm broadcasting from Santa's Workshop. We really are at Santa's Workshop, and I've got with me here Santa Claus himself. And I know you're busy over there, Santa. Can you come over?
Yeah, how are you, Margaret?
I'm good. I thought what you could do is kick off our broadcast here this evening with a song with me.
Oh, I'd be very happy to.
Santa Claus is going to help me sing Sleigh Ride as we begin...
No. All right. Hey, hold on for a minute.
Hold on, Gene, hold on for a minute. You're gonna...
Yeah. Guys, let's just pan it now. Calm it down now. Glendale and Earthwell, go ahead, take everybody outside, have a cigar or something. I'm sorry.
All right, we're ready now with Sleigh Ride. I'm Margaret Gray and the real Santa Claus.
Yes, I'm very proud to be with everybody tonight. I'm very busy, but...
just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ting, ting, tinging too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you, Margaret.
I'm Santa. Our cheeks are bright and rosy, pink and posy and dew.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Well, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Hold on for just a minute here. God damn, that was wet.
Can you kill the music, please, or something? I don't have a chance.
No, hey, Eddie, no, we're still singing. I apologize.
Let's try it again. Good evening, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome, everyone, to our Margaret Gray Sings Christmas. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ding, ding, a ding, a ding, ding.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Hold on.
I heard something.
Hey, hey, who's doing that? Who's doing it? Who's doing it? I'll find out.
Eddie.
All right, get out. Clingdale.
Ain't me to do it, Santa.
Jesus, what a liar.
I tell you what, why don't I'll sing the song. Get the workshop going again. I don't really want to. That's it, Santa. You go ahead.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Margaret Gray Christmas. Just hear the sleigh bells ringing, ding, 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 too. I can't get the key if the guy...
Now we gotta go, Wyatt.
I can't get the key, Clarence Gomez. Hold on for just a moment, folks. I can't hear this song or the key or anything.
Hey! Hey! Knock it off! God damn it!
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. You're stealing the show. I'm on a little teeny horse and I'm riding out ahead of the sleigh. Yes, it's going to be a fun time tonight. When I get home, I'll put on the coffee and maybe juice it up with a little bit of Hennessy. And then Frank will come out with his gender confusion. It'll be so...
I apologize.
All right, well, Santa Claus is having a difficult time, so... Why don't we take a break here? We'll be right back from the North Pole. And we're in... I don't know if this is going to work, though, you know? Well, I don't know if being in the workshop is going to work, Bob. Listen to it. What an idiot.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
You done? Fuck.
I apologize.
Well, you say you apologize, but listen to this. What is that?
It's probably one of them. Are they doing some drilling?
Yeah, I'll say they're doing some drilling. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ding, ding, dinging too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Our cheeks are bright and rosy, red and posy and frozen too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
When you're thinking about Christmas and what Christmas gifts to give this year to your husband, son, or any man close to your heart, think of Gillette. There's a Gillette razor for every budget. And here in the Gillette 3-Weight Trio is a light, medium, or heavy razor to suit any skin or beard. Each comes in this handy travel case with blue blade dispenser for only 15 shillings. And this Gillette set in a red leatherette case at 32 and 6 has a one-piece razor and blue blade dispenser. And here's something new, Gillette's adjustable razor. See, he can adjust the blade exposure to suit his skin and beard with these 9 different settings. This adjustable executive in the handsome case with blue blade dispenser is 50 shillings. Or this deluxe gold-plated adjustable with blue blade dispenser and case, £7.10 and 6. This Christmas, give him Gillette, the only way to get a real man shave.
Welcome back to A Margaret Gray Christmas. And you know what I want to do? Let's do a jazz thing here. Santa Claus is here. The elves are gathered around. Eggnog for all the elves. I don't want to see one thirsty elf tonight.
Oh, man, that was fantastic.
You're welcome, Santa Claus. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you stand in verdant beauty. Oh, Christmas tree, you stand in verdant beauty. Your boughs are green in summer's glow and do not fade, oh, in winter snow. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree, you stand in verdant beauty. Yeah. Thank you very much. I don't want to see one thirsty elf tonight. I mean that. All of the elves work so hard. If you guys want to get a little bit of work in while you're... Look at him. Go ahead. Just turn this off when the music starts again.
That's just an example of the song.
You got a lot of different elves here.
Don't cut your little elf hand off with it. That's for sure. Da-da-doo. Da-dee-da-doo. really getting into the spirit here. Gross. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. That's Clarence Gomez on piano. Thank you, Elbs, very much. I appreciate your help. I don't...
They're back to work now.
I understand, Santa Claus. The Elbs are back to work. It is a Margaret Gray Christmas here at the North Pole. And let me just explain something, because I know I have an awful lot of women that are, and people... By the way, that's my girlfriend, Ella, on the QVC network right now with her legs crossed. And what are you guys watching anyway?
But, you know, we watch Investigation Discovery while we're doing the toys.
Well, isn't that cute? That's just so adorable.
The elves don't like to be called adorable if it's all the same.
Oh, get a load of the elves being picky. That's interesting. It's very interesting, but that's all right. All right, let's do the first Noel. I love this. I love everything about it. The first Noel. This is lovely. You guys can turn the Investigation Discovery down, can't you?
No, we like it. It keeps us awake, little man.
The first Noel, the angels did sing, was to sing the poor shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay. Something I didn't get out of the third grade for this bullshit.
I'm sorry, but you see, the elves, their dinner this evening, Mrs. Claus made beans. You
isn't that funny? That's so mature. Mrs. Claus made beans.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Well, I don't believe you. No. Fuck it. We'll take a break. This is Margaret Gray on... No, I'm not going to take a break. Shining in the east, and then something else, and some... You know what? I'm going to cut my hand off in this saw. What do you think?
No, that is great. Don't do it.
Margaret Gray, don't do it.
It scares you, doesn't it?
It does.
Well, then shut up and don't bust it. We'll be right back. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, don't say my pleasure, people will think.
I'd like to buy the world a home, furnish it with love, grow apple trees, honey bees, and snow white turtle doves. I'd like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I like to buy the world a cup and keep it company.
That's the song I sing.
I like to teach the world to sing in perfect harmony. I like to buy the world a cup
and keep it company.
Welcome back to A Margaret Gray Christmas. Here's my husband, Frank, now to sing the first Noel.
Well, it's not going to
sing on the first Noel, the angels did say, was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. And, how you doing?
Pretty good, Mr. Gray.
In fields where they lay, keeping their sheep, on a cold winter's night that was so deep. And, they mean by deep, you know.
It was that great.
Yeah, I heard that. I heard that. Noel, 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 and then another Noel. Born is the King of Israel. Yes, she's the King of Israel.
Oh, my God, Frank.
What?
What is that, a joke or something?
I'll tell you later, Santa.
What are you going to tell her later?
Hey, what do you mean, her?
Take it easy.
I don't like you talking to her like that, even though she is Santa Claus. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east. The star was shining in the east, beyond them, far. And to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued, Jesus.
Just sing the song, Frank.
And so it continued both day and night. I'm singing it.
Hey, Mr. Frank, you might be there.
You want eggnog?
I'll give the elf the eggnog. Sing it.
Noel, 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 Noel. She's the King of Israel.
Hey, what is this? Some kind of a setup? What is this?
What does she want now?
She?
It's all right, Santa.
You call me she one more time, and you and I are going to have business. Boyo.
Boyo. Get a load of her. Noel, don't you... Take your bearded hands off of me. God damn, what is she... What's her problem?
Her?
Just ease off, boys. The star drew nigh to the northwest.
Hey, do you midgets want to turn all that crap off?
Midget, huh?
Get these midgets to turn it off, all right? My wife's trying to sing. Can't you hear him trying to sing?
Get him out of here or I will. Either you get him out of here or I will.
Frank, get out. Born is the King of Israel.
It was Christmas Eve in McDonald's land. Everyone was asleep except Ronald, who had other plans. Out of his bed, he silently crept.
Cuckoo! What are you doing, Ronald?
Shh! I'm giving McDonald's gift certificates to all my friends.
So Hamburglar can get a hamburger.
And Grimace?
Is it Christmas yet?
Not yet.
Grimace can get a shake.
Christmas.
Captain Crook, fillet a fish.
And the mayor? He'd get a cheeseburger.
So to the chimney Ronald did reach.
You can get him at McDonald's, 50 cents each.
When suddenly, bright light shined in his eyes, Ronald turned around, amazed and surprised.
Hi, guys. I make too much noise?
All his friends had a present for him.
McDonald's gift certificate for me, you dumb shits. I get them free.
And a Merry Christmas to all of you from all of us at McDonald's. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you very, very much. And welcome back to A Margaret Gray Christmas. We're here at the North Pole, and the elves have taken a little bit of a break here as we get ready to do another song. Here's one that I know a lot of you are going to remember.
Hey, Edmund.
Hey, Ruby.
We're back for the commercial.
Hey, Ruby.
You know something, you really... Let's give him a round of applause. Yeah, there you go. He knows how to turn off a saw. Isn't that great? Here's a song that I really, really like. And, okay, that's fine, guys. Here's a song I really like. I think it's very traditional. Can we cut the eggnog off of the ones on the front? Just the ones on the front here.
Yeah.
There you go, yeah. You're not getting any more eggnog. I don't know why you're applauding.
Hey!
Whatever. All right, here's a song that I think we all know. Very traditional. Please do the honors, Clarence Gomez. You know this one? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come let us all. Oh, good, thank you.
Kill an elf. If I gotta kill an elf tonight, I'll do it, man. You know I'm not kidding. You know I'm kidding, huh? Hey, there you go.
They know you're not kidding. In the highest, oh, come let us adore him. Come on, everyone. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him.
Born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father. Man, that was wet.
Hey, what did I say about doing all that stuff, huh? Oh, man, I'll kill me an elf tonight. Yeah, an elf dies tonight.
Santa, no more eggnog for you either, all right?
Elf died tonight.
Praise the Lord. Oh, come, everyone, all ye faithful.
Joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
That's not everyone, anyway. Come and behold him, Frank.
Born the King of Angels.
Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us adore him. Oh, come let us.
Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? You do it, Glenlyn? Glenlyn did, huh? Man, turn that saw on. I want to show him something. Yeah. Yeah. Take a look at that, huh? What's that thing say? Is it talking to you?
Come on, man. I'm going to do it again. I swear to God, Santa. Come on.
God damn. Make me pop an eyeball out, man, for Frankie. For Frankie G, you make me pop out an eyeball, huh? Man, oh, man.
Christmas means happiness, laughter and pleasure, and who knows that Christmas means more time for leisure.
Christmas means gifts she will treasure.
Well, let's get back to where I live, everybody. This is my thing. I'm a jazz girl all the way. And this is We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Clarence Gomez. Do the honors. Woo! Yeah.
All right, I'm down with it.
Yeah, wait, well, I finished one.
Well, wait no longer, elves. Make sure you finish that nog.
Hey!
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Cuckoo Cuckoo. Wish you a Merry Cookie Christmas and a Happy New Year. Woo woo! Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Santa Claus?
Oh, bring us a Fiji pudding. Oh, bring us a Fiji pudding.
What?
Oh, bring us... That's what it says.
What the fuck is it?
It is a Fiji.
Oh, bring us a Fiji pudding, digging. Bring us a Fiji pudding. Bring us the Fiji pudding, cup of good cheer.
Little house, will you?
I'll do it. I'm Frank Gray. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get... Yeah, you heard me, elves. I'm not leaving until I get what I want. I'm not leaving till I get mine.
You don't talk about that.
Hey, that's all right.
I'm not leaving till I get mine.
Look, you already got a taste of me. You want another taste? You want another something to savor?
Yeah. Tell me all about it. Yeah. How many of you guys think Santa Claus is a pussy?
Ooh!
That's got a sting.
Ow, you hit me.
That's right.
We wish you Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry Christmas. Woo!
Elgin.
And we wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Yeah, 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 yep, yippee-ki-yay, Kyle.
And your wife needs some, man.
You're telling me my wife needs it now? You're telling me he needs it, huh?
You need something too, Gray.
Something bad.
What do you think about that, Elves? Don't you think Gray needs some help? Yeah, all right.
Stick it, Santa.
We wish you and 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 you a Merry Christmas. Bill Eglin, ladies and gentlemen. On the guitar, yeah.
Solid!
Woo! Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Any of you else play the song, man?
Dig this. Dig this.
I wish you a Christmas that you are going to enjoy with your figgy pudding. I wish you a Merry Christmas. I wish, yeah. Oh, that was great. Clarence Gomez, you and the boys. Fantastic. On this Margaret Gray Christmas. Well, I say we keep it going now. Let's do some Silent Night, everybody, huh? Silent Night, Holy Night. You know this song. We're Silent Night, Holy Night. Tiny child. Holy infant, so tender and mild. Sweet. You see, this is what...
Yeah. Yeah. You?
You die tonight.
I'm only kidding about it. How you do that?
You die tonight. You die tonight. I take you up in a sled. I told you I'd take you guys up in a sled and drop you out. So that's about 20,000 feet. You know that.
Silent night, holy night, Santa Claus has just now said he'll up in the sleigh. Drop his elf ass down to earth. And why did he say he'd do that? Because the elf cut one. Thank you. Whoa, sunshine. I sing, you sing when I tell you to sing. How many of you want to hear Santa sing? That's what I thought. And the stream from heaven afore, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Glorious stream from heaven afore, Christ the Savior is born. Thank you. Thank you so much. Aren't you sweet?
Thank you, Elf.
You're not, now, Santa Claus, you're not really going to drop an elf from 20,000 feet, are you?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Hey, you forced me into it, Dylan. You forced me into it, you piece of
Well, I say we keep it going here with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Woo-hoo. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town. Making a list. He's checking it twice. He's going to find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Woo! He knows if you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming town. The kids and the girl in Borland. Ooh, 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 ooh. It doesn't even faze me. Doesn't faze me. God damn.
I'll kill me an elf tonight. I'll kill me more than once.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land town all around the Christmas tree. You better not watch out. You better not cry. I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
Is he really? I didn't know that.
Hey, hit it, Will.
Yeah! Yeah!
Bernie Bickerstaff, ladies and gentlemen, he's fantastic. He does.
And he knows when you're away.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good for goodness sake. Better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Well, Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming. You mean the big fat man with the long white beard? Oh, no, no, no. Ow, ow, ow. What the fuck is...
Hey, what's with the song, huh? Fuck me.
Stop some fun when Snubby Gunn plays Private Eye, and you can have the same kind of fun with Mattel's Tommy Burst Detective Set. The Tommy Burst has automatic bolt action. Fire off a burst of 10 shots. Pull the bolt again, you're reloaded. Or fire single shots like a rifle. But Tommy Burst alone is $3. In the detective set, you also get the Snub Nose 38 and Snap Draw Shoulder Holster. The pistol fires greeny stick'em caps and shoots safe shooting shells. The exciting new Tommy Burst detective set includes wallet, badge, and ID card. $7 wherever toys are sold. You can tell it's Mattel. It's swell.
Well, let's get back to it here. You know, I'm not only am I big on jazz, it really, I think, is my medium. Clarence Gomez has been my accompanist for quite a few gigs, Clarence. Let's do our take on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Christmas song. It's called Silver Bells, but I'm going to do, as I just did with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, my own personal jazz take on it. It's going to be unusual. It might even frighten you, but it goes something like this. Silver bells. Yep, and there's another silver bell. It's Christmas time in the city. It doesn't feel like summer. I think it's Christmas time. Ring-a-ling. Hear them sing. Soon it will be Christmas Day. Yeah. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Yes, and children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
All right, who did it?
Hey,
that's two elves that died. That doesn't matter to me.
You heard what he said, right? Two elves die tonight, and you guys don't have any reaction to that? Shit.
Damn, talk about balls. And they're little tiny ones, but no. Yeah, whatever.
Can I get back to...
Go ahead.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. No, really, I want to say this. You guys have acted like dicks all night long. Oh, you're applauding that? Wow, you're applauding that. All night long. Fuck it.
What makes you think we care? I think, hey, let me tell you something, Griffin. When I hear you screaming ass.
I'll say it. When he hears your screaming ass plummeting from the sled at 20,000 feet. Silver bell. And on every street corner, you'll hear.
What the fuck are you guys trying to do? You all want to die?
I didn't do anything.
No, I know you didn't. But the rest of you, you all want to die tonight, is that it?
Good God. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas. Yeah, no, I knew. I anticipated that.
Doesn't matter. They still die.
But I knew he was going to do that. I knew he was going to do that. Thank you, and a very Merry Christmas to all of you, from all of us, to all of you, from all of us. And Clarence Gomez, thank you, Clarence.
Thank you.
Santa Claus, thank you.
My pleasure.
And all of the elves, what a great job. Thank you, guys. Thank you, all of you guys. Yeah. And the eggnog is still not finished, so... I love you all. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy Yuletide. Frank, I'm hearing the applause.
Yeah, you want to, you know, get off the stage. They're being polite.
Jesus.
Get off the stage, Margaret. They're being polite. They're going to keep applauding as long as you're out there.
Well, now we've walked off the stage, Frank, and they're still applauding.
Maybe they're glad you're gone.
The Margaret Gray Christmas special will repeat at 9 o'clock tonight, Pacific Standard Time. Stay tuned to Phil TV.
Once in Royal David City. Stood a lonely cattle shed. Where a mother held her baby. You'd do well to remember the things he later said. When you're stuffing yourselves at the Christmas parties, you'll just laugh when I tell you to take a running jump. You're missing the point, I'm sure does not need making. That Christmas spirit is not what you drink. So how can you laugh when your own mother's hungry? And how can you smile when the reasons for smiling are wrong? And if I've just messed up your thoughtless pleasures,
Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank, an old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you. Got on a lucky one, came in 18 to 1. I've got a feeling this year's for me and you. So happy Christmas, I love you, baby. I can see a better time when all our dreams come true.
You promised me Broadway was waiting for me. You were handsome,
you were pretty queen of New York City.
When the band finished playing, they held out for more. Sinatra was swinging, all the jokes they were singing. We kissed on a corner, then danced through the night. The boys of the NYPD choir were singing, go away, babe. And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
In that bed.
You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Happy Christmas, you're ours, I pray God it's our love.
The boys of the NYPD choir still singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
could have been someone.
Well, so could anyone. You took my dreams from me when I first found you.
I kept them with me, babe. I put them with my own. Can't make it all alone. I built my dreams around you.
The boys of the NYPD chorus go singing, go away, babe. And the bells are ringing out for Christmas Day.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's the happiest season of all. With those holiday greetings and gay happy meetings when friends come to call. It's the happiest season of all. There'll be parties for hosting, marshmallows for toasting, and caroling out in the snow. There'll be scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time of the year. Scary ghost stories and tales of the glories of Christmases long, long ago. It's the most wonderful time of the year. There'll be much mistletoeing and hearts will be glowing when loved ones are near. It's the most wonderful time. Yes, the most wonderful time. Oh, the most wonderful time of the
treat me nice. Merry Christmas, baby. Should you treat me nice? You bought me a diamond ring for Christmas. I feel like I'm in paradise. I feel mighty fine, y'all. I got music on my radio. Feel mighty fine, girl. I got music on my radio. Oh, oh, oh. I feel like I'm gonna kiss you standing beneath that mistletoe. Left all in my good old present for my baby and for me. Merry Christmas, baby. Should you treat me nice? You bought all those good old presents. I love you, baby. Rest of my life. Merry Christmas, girl. Merry, merry, merry Christmas.
Good evening and welcome to Santa's Workshop. That's exactly right. It's Margaret Gray here and more of our Christmas music on this two nights before Christmas. We're in the middle of Santa's Workshop here at the North Pole, and I know that you've heard an awful lot of people say, well, I'm broadcasting from Santa's Workshop. We really are at Santa's Workshop, and I've got with me here Santa Claus himself. And I know you're busy over there, Santa. Can you come over?
Yeah, how are you, Margaret?
I'm good. I thought what you could do is kick off our broadcast here this evening with a song with me.
Oh, I'd be very happy to.
Santa Claus is going to help me sing Sleigh Ride as we begin.
All right. Hey, hey, hold on for a minute.
Hold on, Gene, hold on for a minute. They're going to...
Yeah. Guys, let's just chant it now. Calm it down now. Calm it down now. Klingdale and Earthwell, go ahead, take everybody outside, have a cigar or something. I'm sorry.
All right, we're ready now with Sleigh Ride. I'm Margaret Gray and the real Santa Claus.
Yes, I'm very proud to be with everybody tonight. I'm very busy, but...
Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ting, 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 too.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you, Margaret.
I'm Santa. Our cheeks are bright and rosy, pink and posy and dew.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
Well, giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go.
Hold on for just a minute here. God damn. God damn, that was wet.
Can you kill the music, please, or something? I don't know what you want to do.
No, hey, Eddie, no, we're still singing. I apologize.
Let's try it again. Good evening, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray, and welcome, everyone, to our Margaret Gray Sings Christmas. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ding, ding, a ding, a ding, ding.
Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Hold on.
I heard something.
Hey, who's doing that? Who's doing it? I'll find out.
Eddie.
All right, get out, Klingdale.
Eddie, me to do it, Santa.
Jesus, what a liar.
I tell you what, I'll sing the song. Get the workshop going again. I don't really want to. That's it, Santa. You go ahead.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely sure. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to A Margaret Gray Christmas. Just hear the sleigh bells ringing, ding, ding, dinging, too. I can't get the key if the guy...
Now we gotta go, Wyatt.
I can't get the key, Clarence Gomez. Hold on for just a moment, folks. I can't hear this song or the key or anything.
Hey! Hey! Knock him off! God damn it!
Giddy up, giddy up, giddy up, let's go. You're stealing the show. I'm on a little teeny horse and I'm riding out ahead of the sleigh. Yes, it's going to be a fun time tonight. When I get home, I'll put on the coffee and maybe juice it up with a little bit of Hennessy. And then Frank will come out with his gender confusion. It'll be so...
I apologize.
All right, well, Santa Claus is having a difficult time, so... Why don't we take a break here? We'll be right back from the North Pole. And we're in... I don't know if this is going to work, though, you know. Well, I don't know if being in the workshop is going to work, Bob. Listen to it. What an idiot.
Come on, it's lovely weather.
Done? Fuck.
I apologize.
Well, you say you apologize, but listen to this. What is that?
It's probably one of them. They're doing some drilling.
Yeah, I'll say they're doing some drilling. Just hear those sleigh bells ringing, ding, ding, dinging too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Our cheeks are bright and rosy, red and posy and frozen too. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.
You know, if you were to follow a busy doctor as he makes his daily round of calls, you'd find yourself having a mighty busy time keeping up with him. Time out, for many men of medicine, usually means just long enough to enjoy a cigarette. And because they know what a pleasure it is to smoke a mild, good-tasting cigarette, they're particular about the brand they choose. In a repeated national survey, doctors in all branches of medicine, doctors in all parts of the country were asked, "What cigarette do you smoke, doctor?" Once again, the brand named most was Camel. Yes, according to this repeated nationwide survey, more doctors smoke Camels than any other cigarette. Why not change to Camels for the next 30 days and see what a difference it makes in your smoking enjoyment? See how Camels agree with your throat. See how mild and good-tasting a cigarette can be.
Welcome back to A Margaret Gray Christmas. And you know what I want to do? Let's do a jazz thing here. Santa Claus is here. The elves are gathered around. Eggnog for all the elves. I don't want to see one thirsty elf tonight.
Oh, man, that's fantastic.
You're welcome, Santa Claus. Oh, Christmas tree, you stand in verdant beauty. Oh, Christmas tree, you stand in verdant beauty. Green in summer's glow and do not fade, oh, in winter snow. Ooh, oh, Christmas tree, you stand in verdant beauty. Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you very much. I don't want to see one thirsty elf tonight. I mean that. All of the elves work so hard. Do you guys want to get a little bit of work in while you're... Look at him. Go ahead. Just turn this off when the music starts again.
That's just an example of a song.
You got a lot of different songs here.
Don't cut your little elf hand off with it, that's for sure. Da-da-do, da-dee. need to do.
Yeah.
Santa Claus is really getting into the spirit here. Gross. Oh, Christmas tree, oh, Christmas tree. Wee.
Say a little bit.
Thy candles shine up. Hold on. Thy candles shine up brightly. But you not.
Come on, knock it off, will you? Knock it the hell off.
Very good. That's Clarence Gomez on piano. Thank you, Elves, very much. I appreciate your help. I don't...
back to work now.
I understand, Santa Claus. The elves are back to work. It is a Margaret Gray Christmas here at the North Pole, and let me just explain something, because I know I have an awful lot of women that are, and people. By the way, that's my girlfriend, Ella, on the QVC network right now with her legs crossed. And what are you guys watching anyway?
Well, you know, we watch Investigation Discovery while we're doing the toys.
Well, isn't that cute? That's just so adorable.
The elves don't like to be called adorable if it's all the same.
Oh, get a load of the elves being picky. That's interesting. That's very interesting, but that's all right. All right, let's do the first Noel. I love this. I love everything about it. The first Noel. This is lovely. You guys can turn the Investigation Discovery down, can't you?
No, we like to. It keeps us awake. Good old man.
The first Noel. The angels did sing, was to sing for shepherds in fields as they lay, in fields where they lay. You know something? I didn't get out of the third grade for this bullshit.
I'm sorry, but you see the elves, their dinner this evening, Mrs. Claus made beans. You.
Isn't that funny? That's so mature. Mrs. Claus made beans.
I swear to God. I swear to God.
Well, I don't believe you. Noel. King. Fuck it. We'll take a break. This is Margaret Gray on... No, I'm not going to take a break. Shining in the east, and then something else, and some... You know what? I'm going to cut my hand off in this saw. What do you think?
No, no, Miss Gray, don't do it.
Perfect, Gray, don't do it.
It scares you, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does.
Well, then shut up and don't bust it. We'll be right back. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Well, don't say my pleasure, people will think.
Hey, it's holiday time. And here we are, Tammy and me, Misty. Thanks for all the cards. Now guess what? You posing Tammy bends into any pose you can imagine. So, she's the star of this year's Christmas program, Living Dream. And right after the show, Tammy's got a big date to go skating. She looks so cute and warm. We're getting ready for the big holiday dance. Meet the Queen of the Prom in her coronation gown. For the big bowl game, Tammy's cheerleader. The team really goes for Tammy. At the party after the game, too. All Tammy's outfits look fabulous on Posing Tammy. I've got to go ride Santa Claus. I'm going to ask for more Tammy outfits. You too? They're dream presents. Happy holidays.
welcome back to A Margaret Gray Christmas. Here's my husband, Frank, now to sing The First Noel.
Well, it's not going to sing on the first Noel. The angels did say was to certain poor shepherds in fields as they lay. And, how you doing?
Pretty good, pretty great.
In fields where they lay, keeping their sheep, on a cold winter's night that was so deep. And, what they mean by deep, you know.
It was that great.
Yeah, I heard that. Noel, 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 and then another Noel. Born is the King of Israel. Yes, she's the King of Israel.
Oh, my God, Frank.
What?
What is that, a joke or something?
I'll tell you later, Santa.
What are you going to tell her later?
Hey, what do you mean, her?
Take it easy.
I don't like you talking to her like that, even though she is Santa Claus. They looked up and saw a star shining in the east. The star was shining in the east, beyond them, far. And to the earth it gave great light, and so it continued, Jesus.
Just sing the song, Frank.
And so it continued both day and night. I'm singing it. You want eggnog?
I'll give the elf the eggnog. Sing it.
Noel, 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 Noel. She's the King of Israel.
Hey, what is this? Some kind of a setup? What is this?
What does she want now?
She?
It's all right, Santa.
You call me she one more time, and you and I are going to have business. Boyo.
Boyo. Get a load of her. Noel, you...
Take your bearded hands off of me.
God damn, what is she... What's her problem?
Her?
Just ease off, boys. The star drew nigh to the northwest.
Hey, do you midgets want to turn all that crap off? Get these midgets to turn it off, all right? My wife's trying to sing. Can't you hear him trying to sing?
Get him out of here or I will. Either you get him out of here or I will.
Frank, get out. Born is the King of Israel.
What's happened? Barbie's changed. Barbie's new and different. She's the very same size, but now she comes with a groovy outdoor look. And Barbie's lashes are really for real. And even her face has changed. Best of all, the biggest news of all is the way Barbie moves. The new Barbie twists. The new Barbie turns. Wouldn't you like the new Barbie?
But what do I do with my old Barbie?
What do you do? Here's what you do. Just take your old Barbie before it's too late and run, run, run to the toy store. Then trade it to the man with $1.50 less than half what you normally pay. And look what you get. New Barbie for less than half price. But better hurry up. First come, first serve. There's a limited supply at this special low price. So take your old Barbie and $1.50 and trade them for the Barbie who's new.
Trade in your old Barbie today while you can still get the new Barbie for less than half price.
Thank you very, very much. And welcome back to A Margaret Gray Christmas. We're here at the North Pole, and the elves have taken a little bit of a break here as we get ready to do another song. Here's one that I know a lot of you are going to remember.
Hey, Edmund. Edmund. Eblem.
Hey, Ruby.
We're back for the commercial.
Wait a minute.
You know something, you really... Let's give him a round of applause. Yeah, there you go. He knows how to turn off a saw. Isn't that great? Here's a song that I really, really like, and, okay, that's fine, guys. Here's a song I really like. I think it's very traditional. Can we cut the eggnog off of the ones on the front? Just the ones on the front here.
Yeah.
There you go, yeah. You're not getting you're not getting any more eggnog. I don't know why you're applauding.
Hey!
Whatever. All right, here's a song that I think we all know. Very traditional. Please do the honors, Clarence Gomez. You know this one? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Oh, come all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come let us. Okay, thank you, God. Adore him. Oh, come let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Sing choirs of angels. Sing.
Hold on, Ben. God, if I gotta kill an elf, if I gotta kill an elf tonight, I'll do it, man. You know I'm not kidding. You know I'm kidding, huh? Hey, there you go.
They know they're not, that you're not kidding. In the highest, oh, come, let us adore him. Come on, everyone. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ. Frank.
Hey, Lord, we greet thee. Born this happy morning, Jesus, to thee be all glory given. Word of the Father. Man, that was wet.
Hey, what did I say about doing all that stuff, huh? Oh, man, I'll kill me an elf tonight. Yeah, an elf dies tonight.
Santa, no more eggnog for you either, all right?
Elf died tonight.
Praise the Lord. Oh, come, everyone, all ye faithful.
Joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem.
That's not everyone, anyway. Come and behold him, Frank.
Born the King of Angels.
Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us adore him. Oh, come, let us.
Who did it? Who did it? Who did it? You do it, Glemlin? Glemlin did, huh? Man, turn that saw on. I want to show him something. Yeah. Yeah. Take a look at that, huh? What's that thing say? Is it talking to you?
Come on, man. I'm going to do it again. I swear to God, Santa. Come on.
Damn. Make me pop an eyeball out, man, for Frankie. For Frankie G, you make me pop out an eyeball, huh? Man, oh, man.
Seen part one of Henry the Fourth. Let's turn to our Westinghouse program. Want a real Christmas kiss? Naturally. How do we get one?
Just come with me and I'll show every one of you husbands how to get the warmest thank you kiss you ever got on Christmas Day. For instance, here's a gift that would rate a kiss from any woman. A Westinghouse toaster. And isn't it a beauty? It looks like Christmas, doesn't it? Just set it for light, medium, or dark, and the toast pops up exactly the way you want it. Now, there's a gift that will come in handy on Christmas morning, too. A Westinghouse automatic coffee maker. There's no watching, no stirring. It brings your coffee to the very peak of its flavor. Then it automatically keeps the coffee piping hot as long as you want it. Let's look at this one. the best waffles ever for Christmas breakfast, because it's a Westinghouse automatic waffle baker. Just set it for the kind of waffles you like best. A tiny signal light tells you when it's time to pour the batter and to take the waffle out. Ladies, this is your turn. I'll bet that man of yours would love to make himself real tasty toasted cheese sandwiches on a Westinghouse sandwich grill. It toasts, fries, grills, and warms. And look at the double grilling surface. The heat is automatically controlled, and the signal light shows you just when the temperature that you want is reached. Ladies, gentlemen, make it a Westinghouse gift this Christmas, and I know it will be a merry one.
Come on in my store and get the kind of gifts your family and friends will really use. Yes, there's usefulness as well as beauty in a gift by Westinghouse. Look for the Westinghouse Christmas gift display for gifts that will be truly appreciated. Remember, everyone wants Westinghouse.
Well, let's get back to where I live, everybody. This is my thing. I'm a jazz girl all the way. And this is We Wish You a Merry Christmas, Clarence Gomez. Do the honors. Woo! Yeah.
All right, I'm down with this.
Yeah, we've been waiting all night for this one.
Well, wait no longer, elves. Make sure you finish that nog.
Hey.
We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry cuckoo cuckoo. Wish you a merry cookie Christmas and a happy new year. Woo woo! Good tidings we bring to you and your kin. Good tidings for Christmas and a happy new year. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Santa Claus?
Oh, bring us a Fiji pudding. Oh, bring us a Fiji pudding.
What?
Oh, bring us... That's what it says.
What the fuck is it?
It's a Fiji.
Oh, bring us a figgy pudding, gigging. Bring us a figgy pudding. Bring us the figgy pudding, cup of the chair.
I'll
do it. I'm Frank Gray. We won't go until we get some. We won't go until we get... Yeah, you heard me, elves. I'm not leaving until I get what I want. I'm not leaving till I get mine.
You don't talk about that.
Hey, that's all right.
I'm not leaving till I get mine.
Look, you already got a taste of me. You want another taste? You want another something to savor?
Yeah. Tell me all about it. Yeah. How many of you guys think Santa Claus is a pussy? Ooh! That's got a sting.
Ow, you hit me.
That's right.
We wish you Merry Christmas. We wish you Merry quick Christmas. Woo!
Elgin.
And we wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year.
We wish you a merry Christmas. We wish you a merry Christmas and a happy new year. Yeah, 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 yippee-ki-yay, Kyle.
And your wife needs some, man.
You're telling me my wife needs it now. You're telling me he needs it, huh?
You need something too, Gray.
Something bad.
What do you think about that, Elves? Don't you think Gray needs some help? Yeah, all right.
Stick it, Santa.
We wish you and 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 you a Merry Christmas. Bill Eglin, ladies and gentlemen. On the guitar, yeah.
Solid!
Woo! Oh, yeah, man.
Yeah. Yeah. Any of you elves play the song, man?
Dig this.
Dig this.
A Christmas that you are going to enjoy with your figgy pudding. I wish you a merry Christmas. I wish. Yeah. Oh, that was great. Clarence Gomez, you and the boys. Fantastic. On this Margaret Gray Christmas. Well, I say we keep it going now. Let's do some Silent Night, everybody, huh? Silent Night, Holy Night. You know this song. We're Silent Night, Holy Night. Right round yon virgin mother and little tiny child, holy infant so tender and mild, sweet. You see, this is what.
You die tonight.
You
die tonight. You die tonight. I take you up in a sled. I told you I'd take you guys up in a sled and drop you out. So that's about 20,000 feet. You know that.
Silent night. Holy night. Santa Claus has just now said he'll take an elf up in the sleigh, drop his elf ass down to earth. And why did he say he'd do that? Because the elf cut one. Whoa, sunshine. I sing, you sing when I tell you to sing. How many of you want to hear Santa sing? That's what I thought. And the stream from heaven afar, heavenly hosts sing alleluia. Aren't you sweet?
Thank you, Elf.
You're not, now, Santa Claus, you're not really going to drop an elf from 20,000 feet, are you?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Get out of here, man.
Hey, you forced me into it, Dylan. You forced me into it, you piece of sh...
Well, I say we keep it going here with Santa Claus is Coming to Town. Woo-hoo! You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town, huh? Making a list. He's checking it twice. He's gonna find out who's naughty and nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. Woo! He knows if you're sleeping. He knows if you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming town. The kids and the girl in Boyland. Ooh, 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 ooh. It doesn't even faze me. Doesn't faze me. God damn.
I'll kill me an elf tonight. I'll kill me more than one.
The kids in girl and boy land will have a jubilee. They're gonna build a toy land town all around the Christmas tree. You better not watch out. You better not cry.
You better not bow.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
your town.
Is he really? I didn't know that.
Oh. Hey, hit it, Will.
Yeah! Yeah!
Bernie Bickerstaff, ladies and gentlemen, he's fantastic.
He sees you when you're sleeping.
He does.
And he knows when you're away.
He knows if you've been bad or good. So be good, for goodness sake. Better watch out. Better not cry. Better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Well, Santa Claus is coming to town. You better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout.
I'm telling you why.
Santa Claus is coming. You mean the big fat man with a long white beard? Oh, no, no, no. Ow, ow, ow. What the fuck is...
Hey, what's with the song, huh? Fuck me.
Here's a wonderful new idea for Christmas fun. Now you can turn your home into a window wonderland with the magic of glass wax and a set of these easy-to-use cut-out stencils for glass wax. Why, it's so easy a child can do it. Just pour regular glass wax into a dish. Dip in a sponge and simply dab over one of the stencil designs. Put a jolly Santa like this on your windows in a matter of seconds. Or Christmas trees, wreaths, Santa and his reindeer. All the lovely signs of Christmas that will make your home a window wonderland. All through the magic of glass wax and a set of these cut-out stencils for glass wax. Buy your set of Christmas stencils wherever you buy regular glass wax. Beautiful holiday designs to help make a window wonderland at your home this Christmas.
Well, let's get back to it here. You know, I'm not only am I big on jazz, it really, I think, is my medium. Clarence Gomez has been my accompanist for quite a few gigs, Clarence. Let's do our take on a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful Christmas song. It's called Silver Bells, but I'm going to do, as I just did with Santa Claus is Coming to Town, my own personal jazz take on it. It's going to be unusual. It might even frighten you, but it goes something like this. Silver bells. Yep, and there's another silver bell. It's Christmas time in the city. It doesn't feel like summer. I think it's Christmas time. Ring-a-ling, hear them sing, soon it will be Christmas Day, yay. City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Yes, and children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. Soon it will be Christmas Day.
All right, who did it?
Hey.
Why, that's two elves that died. That doesn't matter to me.
You heard what he said, right? Two elves die tonight, and you guys don't have any reaction to that? Shit.
Man, talk about balls. And they're little tiny ones, but no. Yeah, whatever.
Can I get back to...
Go ahead.
Soon it will be Christmas Day. What a dick. You know, I want to say something. No, really, I want to say this. You guys have acted like dicks all night long. Oh, you're applauding that? Wow, you're applauding that. All night long. Fuck it.
Fuck it. dies tonight.
What makes you think we care?
What makes me think what?
What makes you think we care?
I think, hey, let me tell you something, Griffin. When I see you, when I hear you, when I hear your screaming ass.
All set. When he hears your screaming ass plummeting from the sled at 20,000 feet. Silver bells, silver bells. It's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling. Hear them sing. Soon it will be Christmas Day. City sidewalks.
You're mine after tonight.
In the air there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you'll hear
fuck are you guys trying to do? You all want to die?
I didn't do anything.
No, I know you didn't. But the rest of you, you all want to die tonight, is that it?
Good God. Ring-a-ling. Hear them ring. Soon it will be Christmas. Yeah, no, I knew. I anticipated that.
Doesn't matter, they still die.
But I knew he was going to do that. I knew he was going to do that. Thank you, and a very Merry Christmas to all of you, from all of us, to all of you, from all of us. And Clarence Gomez, thank you, Clarence.
Thank you.
Santa Claus, thank you.
My pleasure.
And all of the elves, what a great job. Thank you, guys. Thank you, all of you guys. Yeah. And the eggnog is still not finished, so... I love you all. Have a very Merry Christmas, everyone, and a Happy Yuletide.
You want to get off?
Frank, I'm hearing the applause.
Well, you want to, you know, get off the stage. They're being polite.
Jesus.
Get off the stage, Margaret. They're being polite. They're going to keep applauding as long as you're up there.
Well, now we've walked off the stage, Frank, and they're still applauding.
Maybe they're glad you're gone.
This evening's Margaret Gray Christmas was performed by Phil Hendry.